Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The U.S. Senate candidates will spend today racing across the state to rally support in this, the final full day of their campaign. Democrat and Congressman Ed Markey will hit campaign events in Western and Central Mass before ending the day in his hometown of Malden. Republican Gabriel Gomez will be sticking to the coast and will end the day in Quincy at an event with former Senator Scott Brown. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice has been following the candidates in this final stretch and reports the two campaigns have completely different feels as the clock winds down.
The final weekend of Gabriel Gomez's campaign was not like that final weekend of Scott Brown's first Senate campaign. Then dozens of people showed up wherever Brown went to hear him speak. Gomez meets voters one at a time, but he does meet with their enthusiasm everywhere he goes. On Saturday morning, he ran a 5K race in Newton.
Oh, no. Was that time?
Yeah.
I think it was 24 something.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, back in your SEAL days.
Oh, what did I do? Like 19. We've been under 19.
Okay.
Lonnie Paul, an independent voter from Charlestown, says she absolutely is voting for Gomez.
He's a great guy. He's involved in the community. He's hardworking. He's an honorable guy. He can represent as well.
With Ed Markey, it's the campaign that impresses. His campaign is confident that it will win this race tomorrow. On Saturday, nearly 500 people, most of them volunteers for Markey, turned out at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth to hear Vice President Joe Biden. Nancy Williams came from New Bedford. She says she'll probably vote for Markey.
I usually vote social justice. That's how I usually vote.
Vice President Biden reminded the volunteers of the importance of getting Democrats to vote at a time when few people are thinking about an election.
There is not a single doubt in the world that Ed Markey wins if people show up and vote. But this is the first time in my understanding that you've ever had a vote for a major office in this state in the middle of June. So folks, please, do me a favor. Do the country a favor. Do yourself a favor. Vote and get everybody you know to vote. Thank you very much.
Markey was meeting with volunteers again Sunday morning at his campaign headquarters in Lynn. Some brought their children.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura.
I live in Manhattan.
Thank you. Thank you for coming over.
Yeah, the yard sign.
Thank you. Thank you.
Votes for Markey.
Markey reminded his volunteers of the points he'd like them to emphasize as they contact voters.
A woman's right to choose. Making sure that the Wall Street protections stay on the books.
Yes.
Ensuring that the wealthy pay their fair share of the dues to keep our society running. And to make sure that the NRA does not have another vote to block a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Markey's campaign has kept its sights on turning out Democrats and independents since the beginning.
We have been working hard for 4 months to get ready for this weekend. And all across Massachusetts, we're having events just like this where people are coming out of headquarters and going out onto the streets to ring the doorbells. And so obviously everything is now targeted towards Tuesday. We feel that we've built a first-class organization.
Yesterday afternoon, Gomez was walking the streets of Shrewsbury and at times running from house to house as people ran out to greet him.
How are you?
I'm Gabriel.
Oh, so good to meet you.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. Come on in. It's really hot.
At one point, Gomez jumped onto a garden wall as he rushed to meet some voters. At another, he stumbled onto a huge garden party where it seemed everyone came up to meet him.
I truly hope you win.
Yes.
Gomez tries to persuade a Democrat who doesn't like Markey to vote for him instead. The man says he cannot because he does not want to give Republicans another vote in the Senate. Gomez comes back out to the street and points out that it's voters like this that mean if Republicans are to have a future, their party must undergo a transformation.
see.
One of the things we're going to do is we're going to change part of the Republican Party press. They're wrong on too many issues. I mean, you know, you got to realize we're in the 21st century. You know, gay marriage. You talk to, you know, more people approve of gay marriage than done. They got to come around on that. They got to come around on immigration reform. They got to come around on expanded background checks. That's just the way America feels.
Gomez does not have the 15,000 volunteers the Markey campaign says it has, but the Gomez campaign says it does have thousands of volunteers, and as people rush out to meet him, he says he'll win people over one at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.